From Delray Beach, Florida, welcome to Life Change Weekend with Dr. Dino Padrone. Hear the stories of individuals who, through their conversion experiences, books written, ministry served, special truths from Scripture, or trips taken, tell their story. These stories and teachings are life-changing. So thank you for joining us, and get set for some life change. Here is your host, Dr. Dino Padrone.
Thank you, David, and I'm so glad you're all listening in to Life Change Weekend. And here at Life Change on the weekends, what we talk about is people's conversions. We often tell the story of what's going on in people's lives. We often hear people tell about something that they've done that's unique in the gospel ministry. And also, we're delighted to talk to people who have written books. Today, I'm delighted to have my dear friend on with me, Pastor Mike Sanders. You often hear me talk about the ministry I had for years in Chambersburg, and that ministry is going on strong and wonderful today, going to new heights under the ministry of Pastor Mike Sanders. And so we not only want to talk about the book that he's written, but we want to talk a little bit about what God is doing there in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania at the Open Door Church. So, Mike, we're delighted to have you on. You're known as Pastor Mike to a lot of people. Thank you for coming on the broadcast today. Welcome.
Hey, thank you, Dr. Padrone. It's great to be here, and I appreciate giving me this opportunity to be able to share with those that listen to your podcast.
You know, Mike, you have taken the Open Door Church. You've been there how many years now?
17 years.
17 years. That's hard to believe for me. It really is. It seems like just yesterday you and I were talking about you going there, but it seems like as I get older, the days really fly by. You've been there for 17 years, and one of the things that's so unique about the ministry there is the Cumberland Valley Christian School, which truly is a premier school today, isn't it?
It is. We have been really experiencing a lot of growth. A lot of families are starting to realize that the Christian school can bring quality education, and that it's a great partnership. And so the Cumberland Valley Christian School has just been able to build upon the great foundation and make inroads into many lives.
And you also have a television and radio ministry, Hope Worth Having. Tell us about that.
Hope Worth Having Ministry was a ministry that was birthed in the idea of how can we reach as many people as possible through as many available means as possible. And of course, television, radio, social media, internet ministries, being able to touch lives with the gospel of Christ. Our passion is that every person on the planet hears the gospel, and we are very devoted to doing all that we can to use different platforms to make that a reality.
That's wonderful. Mike, you recently wrote a book, and tell us the name of the book.
The name of the book is Dynamic Devotions, and this is volume one. And our desire is to provide something for people who are very busy and have a lot to accomplish each day, but giving them something that with good content that can be inspirational.
Now, Mike, you often say that it is our desire for God's Word to be at the center of our relationship with Christ. What do you mean by that?
Well, I think sometimes we can fall into a rut and we kind of just go through the motions and we kind of just do our rituals or our religious thing. And we really are not experiencing a vibrant relationship with the Lord. And so I'm really challenging people to look at the heart of their relationship with God and building on that foundation.
I like the title, Dynamic Devotions. I think all of us have gone through times in our life when we do devotions, it becomes a little stale. Certainly, we need to have good books and pieces of literature with us to help us to grow in the Lord. And Mike, I've known you from the past. People would describe you and people like myself and many, many preachers who have studied at Bible colleges. We're Bible preachers, aren't we?
Absolutely. I'm very committed to giving God's Word each and every Sunday to our people. And when people say, what is the Open Door Church like? I always tell them it is a church that is focused on teaching the Bible. And I think that actually makes us distinct in this culture for not only the purpose of obviously the world, but even in relation to other churches. So many churches have become more music driven, or maybe they're all about different ways to touch different senses to motivate people to live for God. But I still believe that faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. And so I feel like we don't have to put aside the Bible, but that the Bible could be at the center of all we're doing for Christ.
Yeah, it's good to hear a pastor say that nowadays. And I'm sure many of our listeners feel that way. How long have you and I known each other? I was just trying to figure that out. Do you remember?
Yeah, so we've known each other since I was 23. I'm 52 now, so we're working on that 30th year. And it's kind of amazing how you and I got connected, in that I used to come to the Bible conference that you had here at the Open Door Church when you served as senior pastor. We were able to connect through a mutual friend. Then I just kind of invited you to come speak at our church when I was pastoring in Indiana. We just kind of hit it off, and I asked if you would be a mentor and someone I could call and get advice and encouragement and different perspective, and you were more than willing. And so ever since I've been a young whippersnapper, you've been trying to help me and straighten me out.
You know, I remember, Mike, about our relationship. First time I heard you speak was at a meeting, and I don't remember what meeting it was, but there was a small group of pastors, I think. And I was so impressed with how you structured your message. And I remember distinctly speaking in my mind about, this is a Bible preacher who does expositional preaching, who really understands what this is all about. I remember that so well. It may have been at one of those evangelistic meetings we had in the early days with one of our evangelists. That may have been what it was. But I remember that so well. And now having you pastor the church that I spent time at like I did, it means a lot to me. Now, Mike, let's talk a little bit about the book, Dynamic Devotions, Volume 1. What's in there?
Basically, what we put together is 20 devotions where we are challenging people Monday through Friday. I always encourage my people, focus your devotions on Monday through Friday, and then let's Saturday and Sunday be kind of part of what you're doing within your local church, as far as maybe your Bible studies, your small groups, or your Sunday school classes. But within each of the devotions is a very succinct lesson that is rooted in the scriptures, but also something that is not just fluffy. I didn't want it to be fluffy and just kind of like a cup of coffee, but I wanted it to be something that was meaty and something that you could anchor your hope on throughout the day as you were thinking through each challenge you're going through. So that was really our hope, that it would be a dynamic impact upon people's lives.
And it is. I've read the book. It really is that, Mike. Now, they can get the book through Amazon. I know it's in Barnes & Noble. I think it's with Thrift Books, too, I believe. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and so they can get it there. I do want to say to all of you listening to our program today, if you want a copy of it, I would like to send you what I'm going to call a complimentary copy for the first 20 people that connect with us. You will get a complimentary copy of this book. Now, what I'm doing is putting you on our mailing list here, but we want you to get a copy of the book to be a blessing to your life. All you need to do is simply connect with me at Dino Pedrone, that's DinoPedrone at gmail.com. Simply say, I want the book, Dynamic Devotions, and we will take care of it, sending it to you. And then you will get our monthly copy of our newsletter, complimentary copy of our monthly newsletter of all the things that God is doing in our ministry. Now, Mike, with Volume 1, I'm assuming there's going to be another volume. Is that how that works?
Yeah, that's what I hear. No, I am actually working on Volume 2, and we'd like to continue to provide these devotion booklets where people can really dig into the scriptures and be challenged in their faith. I recognize that, you know, sometimes in our walk with God, things can get very monotonous and maybe get in a rut. I'm hoping that the books will help provide a little bit of variety, which I think is really the key in your relationship. Just like your relationship with your family or your relationship with your spouse, a little variety kind of just spices things up. And I think that's true in our relationship with the Lord. It's just kind of easy to get in that rut and stay there and not really make a significant impact upon our spiritual life. And so I'm hoping Volume 2, Volume 3, and on down the road will continue to be encouraging.
One of the things I really liked about the book, Mike, was that it's small. And so if you're getting on an airplane, you can carry it. If you're taking a trip somewhere and somebody else is driving, you can read it there. Are each of the volumes going to be kind of like that? Is that your vision for it?
Absolutely. You know, I just had one of our individuals who had just finished the devotion booklet, and they told me one of the things they loved about it was the same thing you said, is that they could actually keep it in their Bible. Mm-hmm. And so when they were doing their scripture reading, they just kind of did the devotion and whatever the verses were that we had for the day, that it was all together, and it wasn't like a big bulky book that they had to keep somewhere separate, but they could keep it all together.
Now, you also, Mike, have a number of sermon series tapes, correct, that you have available.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, people can check us out on YouTube. Just go into the search button there, and you can go to Hope Worth Having. And, man, we have years of us doing some teaching on the Bible as well as interviews. Several of your lessons and preaching sermons are on there. And so it's a lot of content that can be not only helpful to their personal walk, but maybe they're doing a study in a particular passage of scripture, and they can get some content that they can share with others.
And you can hear Pastor Mike preaching at the Open Door Church. The Sunday mornings are on live stream, I believe, Mike. Is that correct?
We are. You could go to hopeworthhaving.com, or you can as well go to our YouTube channel, and we live stream every Sunday morning.
Now, Mike, let's talk a little bit about this idea of a devotional life. Okay, we hear a lot about that. I've lived long enough as a Christian to know there are times when it's so alive in your life, and there's other times it's a drag. What are some of the suggestions you might have? Because the book is called Dynamic Devotions. What is it that you would suggest to our listeners, to me, to keep our devotions dynamic?
Well, I think, as I already mentioned, first of all, variety is the key. And sometimes what happens is we're doing the same thing over and over. Well, like if you just eat the same food every day, after a while, you're going to get tired of it. So a different approach is maybe you're doing a study through a book. Maybe you're doing a study on a particular character in the Bible. Maybe you're doing a word study on different words in the Bible that are repetitive throughout different chapters in the Bible. So variety is really at the top. Second of all is try to be disciplined. You know, I know it's hard, but I think as we grow habits and we develop our discipline, then it becomes part of our character and who we are and that special time. I also think, you know, very practically, I tell people, if you're having your devotions in the morning, like go to bed at a normal time so that when you get up, you feel energized, you feel revived. Sometimes we're just tired, we're just sleepy, we're not getting enough rest, and that can make a big impact upon our devotions.
Yeah, I really like you saying that last, all of that, but the last part is so important, I think. I remember as a pastor for all those years, I wanted to go to bed early Saturday night especially because of the energy of Sunday morning. I really like the idea when people come to church, they're coming rested, they're coming prepared, they're coming to worship God. Can you give us some insight on that?
I think that, you know, Sunday morning begins on Saturday evening. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we had three children, and so we always started getting ready because we didn't want Sunday morning to be hectic and fighting and frustrated, and we can't find a shoe and we can't find a sock, you know, that kind of stuff. So, again, I like what you're saying is that it's our worship time relating to preparing for Sunday morning together in corporate worship begins Saturday evening. And I think it's important for us to create structure in our lives. We were not designed to be chaotic or kind of just randomly taking life as it comes, but rather God has a structure and desires that we would worship him in an orderly way that brings the most glory to him. And I think when our hearts are prepared, our bodies are prepared, our minds are prepared, we're going to bring the most glory to God.
Some of the titles you have in the book are Faith, Hope, Love, Generosity, Thanksgiving. Tell us how those fit into your concept of our journey in the Christian faith.
I think that the Christian life is wrapped up in faith, love, and hope, thanksgiving, and generosity. So a lot of the devotions are really geared towards hitting those themes and making sure that we have practical ways to manifest that daily in our life. As Christians, we can get too diverted, and we can try to focus on too many things that are really not going to matter 100 years from now. Really, we are called to be a people who walk by faith. It's not that we have all the explanations. It's not that we have everything figured out, but we're trusting God, living joyfully, thanksgivingly, and being generous with our time and all of our resources that God has blessed us with. Being a joyful warrior for God, I think, is so important. We are fighting the good fight, and I just hope that the devotion will help people to see that.
You're listening into Life Change Weekend. This is Dino Padron talking to you and our guest today, my dear friend, Pastor Mike Sanders, Senior Pastor of the Open Door Church of Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, President of the Cumberland Valley Christian School, and the founder of Hope Worth Having. And we're talking about his book, Dynamic Devotions. If you'd like to have a complimentary copy of this book, simply send to me your information at dinopadron@gmail.com. That's DinoPedrone, DinoPedrone@gmail.com. The first 20 people that ask for it now will send each of you a copy of one of these books, Dynamic Devotions. We're going to put you on our mailing list so you can receive our monthly complimentary copy of our newsletter telling you about all the things that God is doing in our ministry. Give us either your postal address and your email address, whichever one you want to use in order for us to send our newsletter to you. However, to get the book, of course, send us your postal address so we can send it to you. It'll be postage paid. Pastor Mike, let's talk just a little bit now as we talk about devotion. It seems like during the epidemic of COVID, a lot of people got away from being devoted to the local church. I'm assuming that's your observation. And also, what do we need to do to recapture what some people have kind of given up?
You know, COVID brought out some good things, but it also brought out some bad things. It exposed some things in our life. And so many Christians kind of got out of the habit of corporate worship, being together. They got out of the habit of serving one another and understanding the value of connecting with God's people on a weekly basis. So I think one of the things that Dynamic Devotions can do is help us to reconnect with our Savior and having that deep relationship with Him, which should inspire us to love others and to certainly love the household of faith and do all that we can to stay connected to the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to understand that all the things that are going on in this world are under the mighty hand of a sovereign God. And even though there may be sometimes some confusion, and we may not know exactly all the details, we have to put our trust in Christ. You know, the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 15 to be immovable and always abounding in the work of the Lord. And that's what I would encourage other believers, is to not let the circumstances of life cause you to retreat in your faith, but rather let it be a stepping stone in your life to be more courageous, more faithful, and more generous for the Lord Jesus.
Pastor Mike, in the book, you mentioned maturity. I've noticed that as kind of a, maybe not a theme, but it's in there several times about this idea of maturity. When you say maturity, what are you saying to a Christian? What are you saying to me? I need to be mature in my faith. What does that mean?
I think that really the essence is Christ-likeness. What I'm challenging people to do is that as they are spiritually forming their life for Christ, that they are becoming more like Jesus. And how we handle adversity, how do we handle suffering, how do we handle change in this world, how do we handle the problems that are before us, that we look and we say, we want to handle it like Christ handled it. And I think that is the ultimate height of maturity, is to be like Jesus.
If someone is pretty new in the faith, Mike, hearing you talk about maturity in Christ and reading the Bible, having this devotional time, how would you explain to them how to start a devotional life?
I think that I would get the help of like a devotion book or booklet to help me kind of learn how to structure my devotion time with the Lord. Most devotion books are going to have a passage of scripture that they want you to read, and then a theme that they want you to focus on, and maybe some information and illustration of how you can apply that to your life. So I think once you pick that pattern up, then I think you can jump out on your own by opening up the scriptures and beginning to do your own studies and to pick up different nuances of the scripture and how they apply to your life.
So I'm a new convert, and I'm in the Bible now, looking for a local church. What kind of church should I be looking for?
You drive by a church and you read the sign and you think, well, that's probably a good church. But, you know, a sign doesn't determine a good church. What determines a good church is what is being taught inside that building as God's people come together. And the kind of church I would look at is, does the leadership teach the Bible? Do they open the Bible up and teach it verse by verse? Not that topical teaching can't be done and should be done. I know there are certain cases that have to be addressed. But that what you really hunger for is God's word, is that you're hungering for his teaching, because that is what ultimately is going to sustain you through the challenges of life. It is God's word, his truth, when you're standing at the foot of a grave, that upholds you with the promises of God that you are going to be able to make it through this difficult time. And so I would just really encourage new believers, find that Bible teaching church that really emphasizes that on a regular basis.
Yeah, I like that thought, at the foot of the grave. That's so true, Mike. You're listening into Life Change Weekend. This is Dino Padron talking to you with my good friend, the guest today, who's part of our family, I feel here, Pastor Mike Sanders from the Open Door Church of Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, president of the Cumberland Valley Christian School, and founder of Hope Worth Having. And we're talking about his book, Dynamic Devotions, Volume 1. This has been published by Zulon Press. If you want a copy of this, we're making it complimentary to you. For the first 20 people that ask for a copy of this book, we will send it to you complimentary. Simply send us your postal address or email address to dinopedrone, D-I-N-O-P-E-D-R-O-N-E, @gmail.com, and we'll get to you a copy of this book. The postal address, of course, we'll need to have this mail it to you, and we will put you on our newsletter list here, a complimentary monthly newsletter list, and tell you about the ministries that are going on here through Dino Padron Ministry. There's so many wonderful things that are taking place. We are so very excited about what God is doing here, and we want to have you that are listening into this program to be a part of that. Mike, this program goes out pretty much around the world right now. We're in East Africa through the East Africa Radio Network. We're on with Mission Go online programming, which goes literally around the world, four times a week, four times a day. And so is there something you would like to say to the world right now about the whole concept of Jesus Christ? What would you like to tell them?
Well, I would like to encourage them to always look to Jesus. No matter what you encounter in life, look to him as your example, look to him as your hope, and look to him as your answer. When you focus on Christ, he will always be there and never leave you nor forsake you.
Yeah, that's really good. I want to ask you one brief question here. You're a Bible preacher. You preach Sunday morning, I believe, and Wednesday nights at the church on a regular basis, correct?
Absolutely.
When you preach, Mike, I remember when I started at the Open Door Church, which, by the way, has all of these years. How long has the church been there? 55 years. All these 55 years. It's been a Bible preaching church. The first 3 or 4 weeks I was there, I took these great ideas I had and preached them. It took me forever to get the material. And I said to my wife, that's the last of the big ideas I got. So now it's time to preach the Bible. You do it expositionally, and as I did and others, we preached it expositionally. Tell the people what that means, because that means a lot when you're looking for a church.
Basically taking God's word and helping you to understand it verse by verse and word by word, and how it applies to your life, that you might be able to live a fruitful and faithful life for Christ.
We all need life change, and today we've been talking to Pastor Mike Sanders, and he has told us a lot about this new book, Dynamic Devotions, Volume 1, and we've also learned a lot about the importance of the authority of the Word of God in our lives. And my encouragement to all of you is this, is to grow in the Lord. If you don't know Christ, give your life to Christ. Realize that you're a sinner, you need a Savior, and Jesus Christ is the one. He is the only Savior. There's not 2, 3, 4, 5. There's only one. And trust him as your Savior, because life change is what I need. Life change is what you need. And life change is literally something that makes a difference for me as I face this world and face the world that's yet to come. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for looking in today and being a part of our program here of Life Change Weekend.
You have been listening to Life Change Weekend. Life Change is brought to you through the International Dino Padron Ministry, which includes radio, television, live stream programming, podcasts, literature, online education, the support of Indigenous ministries, and progressive approaches to help people grow their faith. To receive our complimentary monthly newsletter, send your postal or email address to dinopadron@gmail.com or dinopadronministries.org. That's dinopadron@gmail.com or dinopadronministries.org. Stay tuned to our weekday Bible study, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us, and we'll be with you next week on Life Change Weekend.